Next method or technique or exercise that we're going to talk about is what I call the third eye technique. And the third eye is a psychic center that's located in between your two eyes. It's in the center of your forehead. It's called the third eye. And it's considered a very prominent psychic center. A lot of times you'll see it's one of the known chakras or vortexes in the body. A lot of times that's where visions emanate from. It's from the third eye. It can be used for a lot of different purposes, though, in what we're going to talk about. And you're going to notice that as we go into this program, we're going to focus on the third eye. You'll hear a lot of individuals talk about opening the third eye, how to open the third eye. Well, the third eye, actually, if you look at it, it is in between the two eyes. It's really connected to the interior of the head into the pineal gland, which is more in the center of the head. And basically, it's a psychic opening center that when opened, they say you gain enlightenment. Well, you know, my perspective on enlightenment is that it's really like opening a door. And as you open up the third eye, and just to let you know, the third eye will be opened gradually. There are methods to open it up quicker. I mean, I can show you techniques where you can open up your third eye probably in a very short period of time. I usually don't teach to people, though. And the reason being, and again, some of you are thinking, hey, it's a cop-out, but give me a call on the phone and we'll talk about it. I can tell you exactly, you know, why, and if we have a good rapport and I think that you can handle it, I'll tell you exactly how to do it. But the fact of the matter is that when you open up the third eye, you are opening up a psychic doorway to basically any type of stimulus or activity that's out there. And so when you open that door, it's not necessary. You know, enlightenment, a lot of people deem as something that's always a positive, that when you open it up, that it's just going to be a fantastic, euphoric feeling. Well, that's true. I mean, it definitely can. But there can also be the dark side where you open up that third eye and you see some things that are, you know, quite scary, things that you really don't want to see. And so I usually recommend to people that you open it up gradually, that you start to see glimpses of information in little snippets. You don't need to have a lot of time. I mean, as you start to get this to work for you, you will start opening up the third eye more and more, and you will start to see things more and more. And what I mean by that is because it's all the energy, there are a lot of different types of energy beings, so to speak, that are out there. Anything ranging from entities to deceased spirits and that type of thing. And I know I'm probably, you know, picking up a lot of people that are going to say that's crazy. But the fact of the matter is that in your room at any given time, you've probably got all kind of traffic driving through in terms of entities, spirits, and different numbers of things that I can't even put a tag on in terms of what it is. I just know that they're there. And as you open up your third eye, as you start opening up also your sensitivity to the energy, you'll start to see these things more and more. Well, if your third eye is fully opened and you can fully see what's going on around you, you're going to see these things 24/7. And for somebody that's never seen this type of stuff, it's just going to freak them out. I mean, I don't care what anybody tells you. Enlightenment's a great thing. But if you get too much of a dose, it can be a bad thing. And I've noticed that some people just get freaked out with that. And sometimes when I first got started and I started seeing things, I was only seeing glimpses, but still it was a little heavy at first. Now I come to the realization that there are things already there and that I am going to see them from time to time and that I'm not afraid of them. Maybe back years ago I was, but this is just one of the things that you have to justify in your mind that as you become more perceptive and receptive, you're going to get a lot more activity probably coming into your house because of the energy that you're building up and the energy you're putting off, and that you will see more of these things, and that as the third eye opens, you will definitely encounter more of these types of situations. And so we're going to open it up gradually. So how are we going to do that? Again, going back to the meditation, we're going to do it with the breath. Again, with the stillness training, the breath control. close the eyes, obviously. Actually, just to let you know, you don't always have to close the eyes. I may say close the eyes, but if you feel like you get better perception with your eyes open, there's a lot of people that will meditate with their eyes open. So don't feel you have to close your eyes. Again, if you can see things better with your eyes open psychically, then leave them open. If you can't, close them. So, I mean, again, that's another interpretation. You do it the way that you're going to feel most comfortable in. I'm not trying to force you to do it one way or the other. I've had good results both ways. I respond both ways, depending. So that's the way we want to go at it. So anyway, we'll say close your eyes and focus on the third eye and just start to look into it and see what's there. At first, you're going to see black, pitch black, but focus on that blackness and start to see it. And you'll start to see it waving or vibrating. And as you get your breath deeper, you may even start to see it. When we say open, it just kind of gets cloudy in terms of a white mist almost going across. And it'll flash a little bit at you as well. But as you start to stare at it, you just start to focus and see if you can actually go into it. And when I say go into it, I mean where you just kind of relax into it and you just let it open. Just let it show you what it wants to show you. Let you open it at your own time. Let you feel what you want. Don't feel that when you do it the first time that you're going to see unbelievable visions. It's probably not going to happen the first time. It might, but it might not. I can honestly tell you it took me a long time to get my third eye working to the point where it was, you know, accurate in terms of what I was looking to accomplish. And if you don't keep working on it a lot of times, it can close up on you as well. So don't think that, you know, once you open it, it's just open all the time. You have to maintain it. Just like if you're lifting weights, you have to maintain a certain type of body. You need to keep lifting. Well, you need to keep doing these exercises in order to get them to work. So when you're in your meditative practice, you start going into that third eye meditation. And that's where you're focusing on the third eye. Now, sometimes people say maybe what you can do is a mantra. A mantra is a word that you say. A lot of people use the word om. They draw out the om, and they get a vibration sense in the third eye. Seems to work for them, but you could really use any word as a mantra. You can try it both ways. I mean, I like to do it without the mantra because I don't want the mantra to become my focal point. And I think that's what happens a lot of times when you use a mantra like that, is it becomes the focal point. And without it, you're not functioning as highly without it. And so, of course, you know, practice with it. If you get good results, that's fantastic. Again, I'm leading you down a path. I'm not making you go one way or the other. Whatever you're more comfortable with. And you don't have to use om. You can use your name. You can use an affirmation. You can use whatever you want in order to do that. Again, focusing on the third eye when you're doing it. I wouldn't use something that was bizarre that's going to open you up into a really weird world of possibilities. But I would use something that concentrates you. The other reason why I use a mantra is it keeps you focused. It keeps you focused on what you're doing because you're stilling the thoughts, you're breathing, you're saying one particular word. There's not really too many thoughts that can get in when you're doing that type of process. Plus, you're focusing on the third eye. So you're really doing about three or four or five different activities at the same time. And so that's why it does work. Again, I suggest doing both ways, but the main concentration is on the third eye. As we start to get into doing a lot of the techniques, the third eye is going to become important because it's going to become like the movie screen of what we're working with here. You want to start to talk to your subconscious mind and say, okay, subconscious mind, let's open up this third eye. I want to start to feel that third eye opening so I can start to see what's around me, so I can start to see the visions. And it's another very, very important thing about the subconscious mind is that you can talk to it as if it almost is another person or something that you're talking to. It will respond that way. You can use any type of terminology you want, but you can think it inside your head. You can vocally say it. You want to start doing. Talk to your subconscious mind what you want to accomplish. It will start to work in that fashion. When you rely upon it that way, it will bring you the results that you want in the time frame that you want if you come to rely upon it. If you don't believe it, it's not going to work. Obviously, belief's a big factor with this entire process. So when you're doing the third eye, don't be afraid to give auto-suggestions to your subconscious mind to open it up even faster. You'd be surprised what you can do when you put all these factors together. So practice the third eye meditation. You can practice it once a day. You can go throughout the day, again, just like the breaths, just like the stillness training, and practice it. Again, the more flight time you put in with these techniques, the better your results are going to be.